This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
I've deliberately avoided talking about Father's Day or even talking about the celebration or lack thereof of men on this day, because I knew that there was going to come a time where I can get to share with you this series that has been boiling down in my soul for so, so long, a series called Daddy Issues. And I know that last week and the week before that, we've laid the foundation. But truly speaking, it was to bring us to this very moment right here, where you and I are at. I know for a fact that the world is accustomed to celebrating men who are absent, men who run out on their families and children and leave a single mother to break her back with weight she was never meant to carry in the first place. Women who are left to pick up the pieces as weeks become months and months become years without a single sign in sight that daddy might come back home. What about men who beat, rape, and murder our mothers and daughters? And you hear stories about a child as little as 6 months old being raped by her father. I want to take this moment and on behalf of men, I want to apologize for the actions that are ruthless and evil beyond what the belly of hell can contain. I know and understand that an apology can never take away the pain and the trauma that comes from the experience. But rest assured that these men must feel the full wrath of the law. And even as men ourselves, we don't acknowledge them as men. As I've always said, there is truly no excuse for men who make it impossible to live as a woman in South Africa or in the world. You see, in this series, I have taken time to acknowledge sons, daughters who walk with the scars left by the absence of their fathers. Loneliness that is so severe, young men become gang members trying to fill the void of emptiness. Young girls date old men enough to be their grandfathers, looking for love and sustenance in this cold, bitter world. But you see, before you judge her and call her a slay queen because she walks tall with her makeup, trying truly to make up for the love that daddy never gave her, you call her a gold digger, but you did not hesitate to give her money or to spend money on her when you are ready to lay with her. Mara, I ask myself, who truly is fooling who in this generation? If you are really ready to make a positive impact in her life, you would pull up your pants and help her mentally to achieve her goal instead of taking advantage of a young, defenseless woman just because you deem her to have daddy issues. You see, when you and I think or talk about daddy issues, we always connect it to the girl child. But might I submit to you this morning that the boy child also has daddy issues? How so, you might ask? Well, I'm so glad to answer that question. You see, death by suicide occurs about 1.8 times more often in males than it does in females. 1.7 times more in males than in females. In the Western world, males die by suicide 3 to 4 times more than females do. the greater male frequency is increased as soon as he turns 30 all the way to 65. Suicide attempts are between 2 and 4 times more frequent among males than it is among females. Research has also shown that, you see, there's a difference between attempted suicide and completed suicide. And when you look at both sexes, males are the ones who use the more lethal force to take their lives. Might I submit to you this morning that for the boy child, losing his father to death or absent is far more severe to him than you can ever, ever imagine. You see, when a boy child looks at himself in the mirror, he sees a reflection of his father. And if no one is looking back, what a painful experience it is for that young man. Before you judge him and call him a low life, good for nothing Nyope boy who's only good at inhaling drugs, take a moment to find out if daddy is still around. You'll have to excuse me this morning as I try to paint this picture to you. But you see, no one is born with daddy issues. No one is born hungry for affection and passion from daddy, which soon turns into horror because of his absence. You see, no one is born chasing after older men for money and affection. But see, even as emotionally stable as you might think you are, we all have daddy issues. You see, we are all clay in the potter's hands, but we do become what we become as a result of what we got or what we did not get. You see, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he was old, he will not depart from that way. You can find that from Proverbs 22 verses 6. But what do you do when daddy was never there to train you? What do you do when daddy is absent from trying to better you and show you that you are bigger and brighter than the world can acknowledge you? What do you do when all you know is the absence and the cold feeling of being fatherless? You see, a story is told about a father who said to his son, you've graduated with honors. Now here is a car for you. It is a little bit older than what you would like, but trust me, my son, it is a good car. I would never give you something that I would not have myself. But before I give it to you, take it to a used parking lot downtown and tell them that you want to sell it and find out how much they will offer you. The son did as his father asked, took the car to a used parking lot and returned to his father with his head down, saying, Father, they offered me 50,000 rand because the car is worn out. The father said, then take it to a scrapyard and find out how much they will give you for this car. The son went to the scrapyard, returned to his father embarrassed. The owner of the scrapyard said, well, I will give you 15,000 rand for this car. I mean, it is old and truly has no value to me, except for the fact that it is metal. The father asked his son to go to a car club where people collect items of high value. The son took the car to the club and returned to his father with a smile so big, his father was shocked. He says, some people in the club offered me 500,000 rand. For the car. Some of them saying that it is an iconic car and it is one that is sought off by many. Many are sorting after this very car. The father said to his son, I want you to know that the right place will always value you the right way. Child of God, many will never know the true value because they have never had a father who has shaped them and taught them that you are more valuable than you can ever understand. Many walk with scars and pain so deep you and I can never truly understand. But see, if you are not valued, do not be angry. It means that you are simply in the wrong place. We all need a father to tell us that those who know your value will always appreciate you and will always show you who you are. And as dynamic as it might seem this morning, I want to talk to sons who've never had the voice of their father. I want to talk to daughters who've never had a man tell them how beautiful and valued they are. I want to talk to sons who are worried about their identity, and to tell you that this morning we're about to restore your daddy issues. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in. Also from 1 John 3 verses 1. It says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Kotsiashu Munawashu Devo Rufuno Nabugara Nihabo Nightspringet Noni Kabam Pungode Wanevane Vadare Kane Usungwamba Nemorena Wambebone Ndivone wanokona ufodza dzimbilu dzashu. Ndivone wanokona uritakura hezi ripasi. Hezi zote rizumbera ngadzina la mchidzi washu Yesu Kristo. Amen. When I started this series, I had a lot of men talking to me and informing me and letting me know about the things they have dealt with. When I started the series, Daddy Issues, there was so much positive that was coming out of it, but also so much that made me think, so much that put me in a position where I realized I have to be fair in my observation, but also in my execution of this message. I mean, I would spend all my time talking about men who are absent, men who never were in the picture, men we can only describe as sperm donors so that children can be born, but men who are absent spiritually, mentally, financially, and in all other ways known. Men who have left their children, men who have left their wives, men who have walked out and never looked back. I would spend all my time talking about them, but I would make them the center of the conversation. But I thought to stop for a second and talk about men who stay. Men who stay. It truly would be senseless and selfish of me to spend all the time talking about what we did not receive or did not experience from our fathers, and not mention men who stay. I'm talking about men who stay when the bills are high and the funds are low. Men who work two jobs and only have 5 hours of sleep a day, not complaining or looking exhausted from the pressures of fatherhood. Because trust you me, there is pressure in being a father. Above it all, he decided to stay. Having only money to buy bread and perhaps even a pint of milk, but never turning down a request from his child to come back home with something sweet for her or him. He's a father who stayed. A man who stayed even after the love has gone. Maybe because of her emotionally abusive nature as a wife, but still, he stayed. He stayed to protect and to shape the future of his son. His son who looks to him like a victim looking to his hero, knowing that daddy has got me and will never let me down. He stayed. I'm talking about a man who stayed even when he knew she was barren and will never bear a child, but he stayed. Understanding that love is not always about what you can get, but what you can give. Even after the neighbors have started speaking, even after his family has started speaking, and miscarriage after miscarriage, the man stayed. And he stayed. He stayed with her, comforting her every single time her heart was broken because she couldn't have a child. He stayed. I wanted this moment and talk about men who walked with their wives, their partners, even though he didn't have much, trying his best to put her through school and graduation after graduation. She became a well-respected professional in her field, only to turn around a few years later to tell him how much more money she makes above him, but he stayed. I'm talking about a man who has been embarrassed and constantly emasculated because she makes more money, but still, he stayed. She couldn't even boil an egg, and the uncles insisted that you pay a fortune for her lobola, and still you scrape together the few cents you have, borrowing from the bank, borrowing from friends, just so you can bring her into your family, and night after night, eating meals that were half cooked, half burnt, and half raw, but you stayed. You stayed because you knew that practice makes perfect. Woo! But you stayed. Man of God, you stayed. Takeaway after takeaway, even on Sundays, but you stayed. Sometimes you would have a bit of indigestion from the meal that was not well prepared, but still, my brother, you hung on and you stayed. Men who raise children that they never made, but understanding that fatherhood is not a biological status, but an emotional attachment of a man to his child, you stayed. You chose to stay. Even when others asked you, why are you raising someone else's children? You stayed. You stayed and you stood your ground firm. You're a father because you stayed. They no longer become her children as a single mother, but they become our family as you join hands and heart with her, as you carry on this journey called life. And you still call them your children, even when you were angry at the mother. Men of God, you stayed. I'm talking about men who did not succumb to the pressures of life, men who did not walk around celebrating their scars, talking about, I was never hugged as a child, but you learned to hug. I'm talking about men who did not say that I did not receive it, therefore I don't think I can give it. Men who stayed with all the odds stacked up against you, you stayed. I want to take this moment, and it might sound foreign because you don't hear these words often. It might sound a little bit weird for you to hear this, and maybe you're just not used to hearing it, or maybe as a father you don't think it is anyone's duty to tell you, but I want to say thank you. Thank you for showing young men how to stand in the world where many have fallen. Thank you for putting your dreams aside to help build a family you've always dreamt of. And though you might not hear these words so often, these words might be foreign in the father dictionary, but I want to say thank you. For every rejection you've had to stand on, for every moment where you had closed doors in your face, where you pretended as if you're going to work just to make sure that your wife does not feel the pressures of not having any money, you stayed. I want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the blows of rejection to make sure that you provide for your family. I thank you for having to be strong even when it hurts, even when the coffin goes down and you know for a fact that this is an emotional struggle for you. My brother, my friend, you stayed, holding back your tears so that mom and the child would cry. You stayed. Thank you. Thank you for keeping a straight face, even when a stranger came knocking on the door and you were the first to rise up to find out who it was. Thank you for taking that step. I thank you. Even if the world overlooks your talents and your struggles, I just want to say thank you. On behalf of all men, great and humble, rich and poor, on behalf of children and families that understand and know that you are a true man, thank you. Thank you for putting childish things away and for being bold enough to stay even when things were tough and difficult, even when the odds were against you. I want to say thank you for the man who has put on the full armor of God, for the man who stands tall in the face of danger. And perhaps even while you are afraid, you still stand tall and you say, but as for me and my family, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I thank you. And I wish you a happy Father's Day. May you have many more. May you experience many more. And may the grace of God continue to cover you, because you are so rare. You are so rare. We thank you. With no one to wipe your tears and no one to lift you on your shoulder, but you did it for us. Thank you. To the fathers who know that being a father is an act of being emotionally, spiritually, and physically connected to your children, happy Father's Day.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.